Assembly City, and I've got a very special guest here today, and man, what in the world are you, what are you doing, man, would you
that's
get out
a, that's
trash
a half a cookie in this trash can, Pastor Kitty, look, a half a cookie, it's got some hands on it, but
no.
It's delicious,
no, Kia, don't eat that cookie,
it's delicious, Pastor Kitty,
some kids spit that out, that's nasty,
well, it's good to me.
No, don't do that now.
Okay.
Well, listen, are you ready for...
I'm extremely ready, Pastor Kenny.
You ready to read today?
I'm ready to read.
What's the time? Well, first of all, can you read?
I can try.
Okay. Well, for those of you who don't know, this is Kia, and Kia is our resident homeless
this
guy.
This is
here.
Me.
We've been trying to help him out in Assembly City. He lives here in the
Hello,
city.
Fans.
And you only be able to understand who he is if you come to Assembly City and
That's
see
right.
him. What's the title of our reading today, Keith?
Devil Made Me Do It Not.
Not.
Found in Luke 4.
Luke 4.
That's
wow.
right.
That's pretty cool. Well, listen, why don't you go ahead and start reading it, man?
All right. Then Jesus, full and controlled of the Casper ghost.
Wait. Not Casper ghost. I think that says Holy Spirit.
He's a ghost, ain't he?
Well, some people call him the Holy Ghost, but we call him the Holy Spirit, and that's God's spirit, not Casper.
Okay, Pastor Kenny. Well, Jesus, then full and crowed of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Holy Spirit. For during the 40 days in the wilderness desert, where he was tempted, tried, tested exceedingly by the devil. Oh, yeah, that's right, the devil.
Hey, what? Why you got that pitchfork over here?
It's part of the props. You better watch out.
What, the part of the props?
He
was led there by who?
By the devil.
Ow, man.
Sorry about that.
Man, don't be poking me with that pitchfork no
Sorry
more.
Sorry about that, Pastor Kenny. Does this mean I don't get my cookies after
no,
I finish?
No, you still get cookies.
Okay.
Go ahead, read on.
And he had ate nothing during those days, just like me sometimes. And when they were completed, he was hungry.
He was hungry.
He was hungry.
And it's then nothing worse than being hungry, isn't it?
It's awful. And then the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, order this stone to be turned into a loaf of bread. Wonder if it was garlic bread.
Do you like garlic bread?
I like cheese bread, garlic bread, sandwich bread, any kind of bread it is.
Oh, Lord.
And Jesus replied to him, it is written, man shall not live by substance sustained on bread alone, but by every word expressed by God, of God. Then the devil took him up to the highest mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the inhabitants of the world in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye.
Right, wait a minute, let me ask you, Kia, are you afraid of heights?
I'm very afraid. Very afraid of heights.
You are? What do you do? Your knees knock together, or do your teeth chatter when you get up real high?
I just close my eyes, and sometimes stuff happens I don't want to talk about.
No, let's not talk about that then. Let's continue on. Now, what verse are you on now?
I'm on 6.
Okay.
And then he said to them, to you I will give all the power and authority and glory, all the magnificence, excellent preeminence, I can't even read that.
Yeah, I think that says dignity
and grace. And for all had turned over to me, and it would be given to whomever I will. Oh, my goodness.
Man, the devil's promising some really big things here to Jesus.
I think he don't know what he's talking about.
I think so, too.
Therefore, if you will do homage to worship me just once, it shall be all yours. And Jesus replied to him, get behind me, Satan. It is written. Oh, sorry. That was fair. I'm sorry, Pastor Kitty. Get behind me, Pastor Kitty.
No, I'm not Satan. I'm a pastor.
You shall do homage and to worship the Lord your God, and only him you shall serve. That's what Jesus said. Then he took him to Jerusalem and set him on a gavel of the temple, and he said to him, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, he will give his angels charge over you to God and watch over you closely and very carefully.
Don't that sound pretty cool that you got angels watching over you?
Oh, it's delightful, Pastor Kitty. When I get them cookies, it will be.
Okay.
And on their hands, they will bear you up. Lest you strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, the scripture, of course, says, you shall not be test exceedingly the Lord your God.
That's exactly what it says. That means you don't get on your bicycle and try to ride off the roof and say, hey, God, catch me, because that's kind of stupid.
That's stupid. You don't test God.
You don't test God like that, no.
And when the devil had ended the complete cycle of temptation, he temporarily left him, and there he was, stood off from him until another more opportunity, a favorable time. Then Jesus went back under the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee, and the fame of him spread throughout the whole region round and about.
Wow, so you know what? Jesus was tempted. You know, the Bible says all of us are tempted. Jesus was tempted, and he passed the test. That's pretty good.
Could you imagine not eating for that many days, Pastor Keating?
40 days, man. That would be a lot, wouldn't it?
I would be extremely hungry.
Yes, I would, too. I think I could eat roadkill, maybe.
Pastor Kenny, I still got a hair in my mouth from that cookie. You got some Kool-Aid or something I can have with my cookies? You gonna give me?
That's nasty, man. Listen, hey, Kia, I will give you a Hershey's candy bar, and I'll give you a Pepsi Cola. Okay, would that be okay?
Do I have to say the secret word now?
Yes, you got to say the secret word. Because
the secret word is boogers.
No, it is not.
It's not boogers. The special word for today is four.
Four. That's the special
two
word.
Plus two equals four.
Four. So that's it. So hey, all the kids, they gotta write down all the words. Don't forget there's gonna be six words.
And it ain't booger, Pastor Kitty.
No,
I am so sorry.
Oh my goodness, moms and dads are gonna be upset.
Pastor
with
Kitty,
us.
You got something hanging off your nose.
No, get out of here.
PK's podcast.